With just a few weeks to go until the election, Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao is campaigning against the recall campaign that will be on Oakland's November ballot. Oakland voters will decide for the first time in over 100 years whether or not to oust a sitting mayor. Tao says, amid some disruptions from opponents, but mostly cheers from supporters, that a recall would be really bad for the city.
Look, if you're upset and you want to run against me, run against me come 2026 when I'm up for re-election. I welcome anyone to run against me in 2026. But do not do this to our town. Do not cause the instability, do not cause the chaos of five mayors within 3 years.
Recall proponents say Tao is unprepared for the job, which she began in January of last year. They say rising crime rates, business closures, and missed city grants show she needs to leave the post. Retired Alameda County Superior Court Judge Brenda Harbin Forte, one of the spearheads of the recall effort, said in an interview posted on their website that Tao isn't up to the job.
She is drowning. And unfortunately, you know how sometimes people are drowning and they're taking other people down with them? She's taking the entire city of Oakland down with her.
The recall campaign began early in Tao's tenure following her dismissal of Oakland Police Chief LaRon Armstrong over misconduct allegations, which many critics saw as a bid to defund the police amid a post-pandemic crime wave. Oakland resident Elizabeth Keeley is one of the handful of pro-recall activists who came to the Chinatown rally to disrupt the bid against the recall measure.
Every day somebody gets shot. She's not telling the truth. She defunded our police. I don't know why. She wrecked our city. She wrecked our Coliseum. She says stuff about everybody else, but she's the one that's funded by billionaires.
Keeley refers to the ongoing FBI investigation that connects the mayor with the politically connected Duong family. Tao and supporters allege the recall effort is a conservative power grab by wealthy elites who don't live in the city of Oakland. The top funder for the political action group Oakland United to Recall Sheng Tao is a hedge fund manager named Philip Dreyfus, who lives in Piedmont. According to the Oakland side, Dreyfus contributed about $600,000 to oust the mayor, and he's also funding the recall effort for Alameda District Attorney Pamela Price, whose removal will also be on the ballot in November. Oaklanders Defending Democracy is a political action group working to keep the mayor in office at least until the next election. They say, according to recent police reports, crime of almost all types have actually gone down by 35% this year. Mayor Tao says she has the data to prove her success.
The data that shows that we are saving lives, the data that shows that for the first time since 2019, we're going to have less than 100 homicides in Oakland. That is a huge win. It's not good enough, but it's the place where we're proud to start from.
If the recall effort is successful, the city may face a difficult transition. Under Oakland's city charter, the city council president must take over until a special election can be held in 4 months to elect a new mayor. I'm Teresa Wersbianska, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.